Hey guys, you're watching Phone Arena's in-depth video review of the Motorola Charm, which is available right now through T-Mobile. It's what's a $79.99 on contract price. The biggest thing by far with the Charm is its unique looking form factor. It's something we'd rarely see out of Android. It sports a portrait-style QWERTY form factor. Very interesting device, and very quaint too, not that large or heavy. We'll take a look and see what it has to offer over some of its other Android counterparts out there. From a quick first glance, most people have probably mistaken the Charm to be some sort of feature phone just because of the nature of its design. It's constructed out of plastic all around and makes it very lightweight. It has that soft touch coating all over to make it really easy to hold. On top of that, it repels any dirt or debris. And overall though, it just has a unique look with its portrait style QWERTY. It's very lightweight, as we said, and it's kind of boxy, but we definitely like it just because of the fact that it's very different from what's out there. Since it's priced aggressively, you're going to be treated to a 2.8-inch capacitive touchscreen, which has a QVGA resolution, so that's 320 by 240. Unfortunately, though, it's not the most detailed display. It texts a little bit on the fuzzy side, especially when you look really close. Again, you got to think about the fact that it's a very inexpensive handset. That's probably why Motorola stuck with it. On top of that, colors look a little bit washed out and does suffer from some poor viewing angle, so you're going to need to cover it from the sun when you're using it outdoors. Right below that, you have your touch-sensitive buttons. You have the menu, home, back, and good thing that it sports a QWERTY keyboard because you don't have to use the on-screen keyboard as much, so there's not that many accidental presses. A nice size volume rocker here. You have also a micro USB port, and you have a lanyard spot here. And on the top, you have a 3.5mm headset jack, the dedicated power button. On the back, a 3-megapixel camera, and you also have the back track, similar thing that's found on the Motorola backflip. And when you remove the back cover, it's going to give you access to the battery, SIM card slot, and the microSD card slot. One of the most satisfying things about the Charm has to be its portrait-style QWERTY keyboard. We're happy to see that Motorola did a fantastic job with it. Buttons are raised from the surface, you can tell here, and they have a really good distinction too. We like the fact that they follow a similar layout with a regular keyboard. You have the numbers on the top row, and right below that you have the punctuation, which typical to any type of keyboard. It also implements the directional keys here, and just overall typing is really good in the device, and we're happy to see that Motorola did a fine job with this one. The Charm is running Android 2.1 and has that Moto Blur-like interface that's found on the Droid 2 and also the Droid X. It's powered by 600 MHz processor, and as you can tell, it might not be the smoothest or the most responsive, but it'll get the job done as far as moving about the 7 different home screens. If you do set something like a live wallpaper on, you'll definitely notice a little bit of a slowdown, but not terribly that much. Even opening up applications, it does a good job in getting it done, and overall, it's a pretty simple and satisfying Android 2.1 experience. Surprisingly, the Charm offers an on-screen virtual keyboard if you don't want to use the physical one here. Unfortunately though, it's very small and cramped, and as you could tell, just typing really quick here, it's a little bit laggy sometimes, doesn't provide for the best experience. We still resorted to using the physical keyboard just because it was the most responsive, and of course, the most satisfying experience. The web browsing experience on the Charm should be more than acceptable for most people who've used an Android phone before. Our page load up fairly quickly, and as you can tell, scrolling is pretty good and responsive, but text is very, very fuzzy and faint just because of the low resolution screen. You can double tap to zoom in and automatically will resize the text here. It's still a little bit fuzzy as far as making out, but it's a lot easier to read. It also has multi-touch support and also has support for flash light, so some elements of flash will load up. The music player in the Charm is your typical one with any other Android handset. It might not boast the most stunning visuals as far as presentation goes, but it does a good job as being a functional one. It'll display stuff like your album cover, and the thing we like about it, it's powered by TuneWiki, so you could always get the lyrics to the song instantly. As far as the speakerphone is concerned with audio quality, it's pretty decent. It's not the loudest out there and didn't strain as much on the loudest volume setting. The Charm does a decent job in playing videos, as like the one we have here loaded on. It's actually encoded in XVID, and it's in 480 by 360 resolution. That's actually the highest resolution video we were able to play on here. As you tell, it's running fairly smoothly and a decent experience. It should be more than fitting for anyone out there. We experienced just one problem on the Charm. It's with certain applications, such as the Twitter application here. It just doesn't display in the correct orientation. You could tell it's in landscapes, not putting in portrait. But if you do click on tweets here, and let's say you're gonna tweet something, it puts it back in the correct orientation. So it's difficult to find why this is happening. It could be some sort of bug with it, but hopefully it gets resolved down the road. Unfortunately, the Charm's 3-megapixel camera doesn't do any justice just because it produces some images that lack detail. On top of that, colors weren't accurately produced correctly. Indoors, though, it did produce some noise, especially in low-lit conditions. I would probably recommend another device over this one if you're looking for something with a better camera. Equally, the Charm's video capability isn't the best out there. It has a maximum shooting resolution of 352 by 288 and shoots at a rate of 10 frames per second. It's very choppy, as you could tell here, and it just lacked any fine detail to make it even acceptable. And just like the Motorola backflip, the Charm has the trackpad, or as Motorola likes to call it, the backtrack. By default, it's turned off, but you go in the options, you can actually enable it. And what it essentially does, it provides for an alternative form of navigating. You can use it to scroll if you like, and if you double tap it, it's going to give you this cursor, which basically acts as if you're pressing the screen. It's a nice thing, but it's definitely a novelty more than anything else. Calling quality on the Charm is pretty good just because of the fact that voices on both ends were crystal clear and distinct. The earpiece produces such strong tones that made it very easy for us to hear our callers. And our callers did say that our voices did sound also normal in tone. Unfortunately, though, when we switched over to the speakerphone, it produced some muffled sounding voices. Battery life in the handset is typical of any other Android handset. It's optimized, so it probably get you at least a one day's use, normal usage. Heavy users, of course, will probably want to charge the device as frequent as they can just because it will drain the battery faster. And retaining signal strength, it looked to be pretty good too. We didn't experience any drop calls or any fluctuations in signal strength. There really isn't anything bad about the Motorola Charm, especially when it sports an interesting new form factor that we really don't see too many out of Android handsets. We definitely like the fact that it's a quality device, very well rounded. On top of that, it makes for one of the better portrait style QWERTY keyboards that we've seen in a while, just because of the layout and the tactile responsiveness of it. As far as the platform goes, though, it might not be the latest thing out there and might not be the fastest out there too, but it'll get the job done. When it's priced at $79.99, it definitely makes for one attractive handset that'll fit anyone who's looking for an Android handset. So if you'll learn more about the Motorola Charm or for all latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.